This is Joanna Lindenbaum, and I'm so glad you're here for today's topic training call for the Your Sacred Business program. Today, we are going to take a close look at soul-centered pitches, presentations, and preview teleclasses. Okay? So let's get started by getting grounded and present. And so I invite you, wherever you are, to let go of any distractions, to let go of doing, to let go of that need to be concentrating on more than one thing at a time, and to give yourself the gift of full presence, just right here, right now, for the next 75 minutes, full presence. And with that intention, I invite you to close your eyes and begin to feel the ground beneath you. And let some energy just pour down from your head into your body and just really notice, almost like molasses is being poured directly on the top of your head. So you can visualize this. Just see molasses slowly being poured, dripping onto the top of your head, and then slowly, slowly dripping down. And more molasses is being poured, and more. And with that molasses, it allows you to get grounded. It brings your energy downward from that headspace. So really just feel it rolling down your chest and rolling down your back, your sides, your neck. And as the molasses gets lower and lower to the ground, allow it to bring some energy down with it. Allow yourself to become more grounded. Allow yourself to be more connected to the earth. And with that connection to the earth, see if you can find a deeper sense of relaxation and openness and trust in what the universe has in store for you. From that place, find your breath. Follow the inhale and the exhale. Seeing if with each breath you can maybe breathe just a little more deeply, a little more fully. As you notice the movement in your chest and in your belly and in your diaphragm with the inhale and with the exhale, allow that movement to bring you more deeply in to your body, into reconnecting with your body, with your sacred vessel, with that thing that's been with you since before you were born. You had your body even in your mother's womb. And as you inhale and exhale into this sacred, sacred vessel, I invite you to come home to yourself. I call you home. I call you to a place where you know how sacred and valuable and important you are. I call you to a place where you know how important your work is in the world, and you are certain of your divine service, that your offerings have a place, that your offerings and your presence and your brilliance are here to make a difference and to help heal the world. I call you to that place where you know that you are enough. I call you to that place where you know that you have always been enough. There is nothing missing. There's nothing wanting. I call you to that place where love exists and is the most important thing. And with that, let's all together take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So breathing in. And then allowing your eyes to flutter open and bringing yourself even more fully present to the very important and sacred material that we'll be covering today. Beautiful. So today's training call is an up-leveled training with advanced material. Now, at this point in your journey and in our journey together in this program, you've already identified your sacred message. You've gotten clear on your deep why, on why you serve. That's your soul-centered vision. And you've also gotten clear on what you're brilliant at. That's your soul-centered mission. And you've also gotten clear on who you're meant to serve. That's your ideal client. You've also begun to clarify what makes your work so valuable, from your mission to your brilliance-based system. And from there, you've created your soul-centered offerings, those offerings that are based on your message. You've learned the soul-centered marketing formula and how to identify and communicate your ideal client's gap and vision, and how to effectively communicate that you're the bridge between their gap and their vision. You've been introduced to how to make an effective call to action, and you've also learned the foundations of an effective enrollment conversation. And of course, you've learned so, so much more, from befriending your fears onward. So at this point, we're diving into advanced material, into the type of material and very important details that I normally save for my advanced and mastermind clients. And I'm really excited to begin to share it with all of you today as well. Today's topic is soul-centered presentations, preview calls, and pitches. And I'm going to teach you how to integrate everything that you've learned in the Your Sacred Business program so far to get to the next level by creating a highly magnetic and effective presentation. And if you're in business, you want to have the tools for creating a soul-centered presentation in your toolbox. It applies for pretty much any business. Towards the end of our call today, I'm also going to be sharing with you some very important and also very special information that I know you will want to know about. So this is for sure one of those calls that you want to take a lot of notes on and you want to stay on until the very, very end. All right, so let's get started. So what is a soul-centered presentation and why is it such a vital marketing tool? Well, a soul-centered presentation is a high-energy, high-content opportunity for your community and for your prospects to be able to connect with you, to be able to learn about your work, to be able to receive a lot of content from you, and to be able to hear your call to action. And it's an opportunity where, unlike the enrollment conversation, where it's one-on-one, this is an opportunity to really leverage yourself and your time and your energy because it's one, which is you, on many, speaking to many. So there are different formats of a soul-centered presentation. And actually, before we even get into formats, I want to say this. When prepared and planned and executed well, the reason why the soul-centered presentation, preview call, and pitch is such a vital marketing tool, it's a tool that I really recommend every single person in this program use, is because when it's done well, it becomes a highly, highly effective opportunity for numerous new clients and customers to come into your offering. Because the presentation format is a format, you know, beyond, we're so into online these days, which is so much about the writing of the emails and the articles and the newsletters and the blogs and the social media and all of that, which is great. But because a soul-centered presentation is generally in person or over the phone, or it could be like a webinar with video, but because there's a higher energetic resonance in those formats, right, you're connecting more than just through writing, the presentation then becomes infinitely more effective in a lot of cases in bringing in and magnetizing your ideal clients into your offerings. Now, there are different formats of the soul-centered presentation. I just named some of them. So a soul-centered presentation can be, for example, an open house workshop, an in-person workshop that you host. Or it could be a preview teleclass, something that you do online, or a webinar. I highly recommend that when you set up your soul-centered presentation, that it either be a low-cost opportunity, or even better yet, if possible, a no-cost opportunity. In other words, that you're offering it for free or at a very low price point. The reason is, for a soul-centered presentation, what's important is not that you make money directly from that exact event, from people paying for that event, but you're using the presentation as a marketing tool, as a marketing avenue. So the idea is you want to bring together as many people as you can into that presentation, into that preview call, into that pitch. And the easiest way to do that is to make it free or low cost. Because then you've got more people in the room or on the phone line or in the webinar space who will have the opportunity to learn from you, connect with you, And then hear your call to action, your next step call to action, which can be anything from inviting people into an enrollment conversation with you to inviting people to join a program that you've got or to buy any one of your offerings. Now, your soul-centered presentation can be something that either you host yourself or that other people host for you. So what I mean by that is you can plan and organize and market and bring folks into your presentation or your preview call, your open house, whatever it is, right? From your community or enlisting joint venture partners, as we spoke about in our last class, they can help you fill your presentation. But that format would be about your hosting it. You're putting together the space or the teleconference line. You're doing a big part of the marketing, putting together the marketing materials. That's one way to do a soul-centered presentation. The other way to do a soul-centered presentation is to have other folks, other businesses, organizations, or even current or past clients or friends host you. So that could look and show up in a number of different ways depending on what's going to work for you. But for example, you could ask a client of yours that you really love to work with to host. I like to call them Tupperware parties. So what that would look like is a client of yours who just really loves you, really believes in your work, finds you just incredibly valuable. Maybe he or she invites 10 or 15 or 20 of their friends to her home for an evening with you, for a workshop with you, right? So she's really doing the marketing and the hosting. You're showing up to give your presentation. Another format that this could look like is when you give a presentation, for example, for another organization. So let's say there is a local networking organization, and you have approached them about being a speaker, right? And they've said yes, so they're the ones that are providing the space. They're getting the people in the room. They may ask you to provide some marketing materials for it, but it's really they're doing most of the work. You're showing up to give your highly effective and stellar presentation, right? So there are lots of different ways and different options when it comes to soul-centered presentations, lots of different formats as well. And as we move through the material today and as you begin to integrate this marketing tool into your marketing plan, we're going to be doing planning in a few weeks, so you'll understand how to effectively fit it into your marketing calendar, but I want you to begin to think about what are the different ways for you that you would like to be doing this, that you would like to be offering your content in person form or over the phone or over webinar to create a presentation. Now, One other thing I want to mention before we move directly into the anatomy of an effective and soul-centered presentation is that whether you host it yourself or whether somebody else hosts it for you, even though this is a marketing avenue, even though you're using the presentation as a way to market and offer an offering of yours, you still are required to do marketing, to market that presentation itself. So what one mistake or pitfall that I often see happen for entrepreneurs is they get really jazzed about maybe doing a free workshop or a free teleclass or whatever it is, but they plan it real quick and they only market it for a week. Maybe, you know, you post about it once or twice on Facebook or Twitter and you put up some flyers. That's not enough to really successfully fill your presentation, to fill your workshop, to fill your open house, to fill your preview teleclass, whatever it is, you want to take at least, 3 weeks, if not even a couple more, to really powerfully bring as many folks as you can into your presentation. So again, you leverage your time, right? You want to map out, we're not going to get into the details of this today, but you want to map out, this is something that I really work with my advanced clients, my mastermind clients, you want to map out when are you sending specific emails and on what dates to let your community know about this presentation and invite them into it. You want to create a social media plan that's over the course of a few weeks so that you can really bring people into this presentation or this preview, whatever it is. You want to identify joint venture partners, and you want to give them enough time to market your events to their communities. And as I was talking about on our last training call, something like a preview presentation is one of the best moments to enlist a joint venture partner, because it's low cost or no cost, and that's just a much easier way for your joint venture partners to bring more people to you that don't know who you are yet. So I want you, as you think about creating presentations as a marketing avenue, I want you to take the time to market those presentations. It's so important. Beautiful. So let's now begin to move into the anatomy of a soul-centered presentation, because if not enough, what I've learned over many years and trial and error is that it's not enough just to show up and give a presentation and be in the room. If you don't really know effective tools for setting up your presentation and how to flow through your presentation or your preview workshop, here's what usually happens. Everyone in the room has an amazing experience, right? Because I know that you're giving great content no matter what, because you're all wonderful at what you do. So everybody that's in the room has a wonderful experience. But then they just walk out of the room without signing up with you. And while it's very satisfying to be able to serve in that way and give everybody in the room a great experience, I want more for you, and I know you want more for you. You want to be able to use your presentations and your workshops as an opportunity to serve in even higher ways and in even bigger ways by having customers and clients step into your offerings. So that's why I'm dedicating a full call to this today. I want you to begin to move in that direction so that it's not just a wonderful experience for people, but so that they want more. So the first element that you want to think about, after you've gotten past the planning of, okay, what format is this presentation going to be in? Am I going to host it myself? Am I going to see if somebody else can host it? And doing the marketing to get people in. Now when we get to the planning of the presentation itself, the first piece that you really want to take a look at is, what is the topic of the presentation? And I hear this a lot, like, I want to present, but I don't know what the best topic is going to be to present on. I have so many ideas, but I'm not sure. Well, everybody in this program is actually already equipped to be able to pick out the most effective presentation topics, and I'll tell you why, for two reasons. Number one, because you've identified your brilliance-based system. Your brilliance-based system holds any possible aligned topic for you. You don't want to present on something that's not related to your brilliance-based system. because your offerings are based on your brilliance-based system. And if you're using a presentation to magnetize people into your offerings, you want the topic to relate somehow to the offerings, i.e. to one piece or two pieces or maybe even three pieces of your brilliance-based system. So as you think about, well, what topic should I present on? What should my topic be? Where you want to be looking is your brilliance-based system. You will find your topics there. You'll find a ton of topics there. The other thing that you have already in your toolbox that makes you very equipped to clarify just a very effective presentation topic is you've identified who your ideal client is and what their gap and vision is. And you want to be thinking about this for any of your marketing avenues, right? But so you want to be thinking about, okay, who do I want to call into my offering? Okay, so I know that. So what does this person want to hear me speak about? What is their gap? Or what is it that they want for themselves? What information can I provide to them in presentation form or in workshop form that is going to be highly attuned and aligned for them? So that's where you want to start. And, of course, you need to know the topic of your presentation even before you begin to market your presentation, right? Because if you don't know the topic, you can't write your marketing copy to bring people to your presentation itself. So that's how you're going to identify your presentation topic. From there, we go deeper into the anatomy of the presentation. I want to take you through the most important and essential components of a preview presentation. Now, let me just say that depending on who you are and what your work is, the way that you move through these components may vary from person to person depending who you are. So the way that you present is for each person is going to be different. Some of you are, you know, using experiential pieces. Some of you are using ritual pieces. Some of you are using movement. Some of you, it's just about teaching and using your words, right? So how you move through each of the components that I'm going to open up for you is based on your individual brilliance and what it is that your offering is, your products are, your services are. But no matter what that is, you're still going to want to move through each of the components that we're going to look at today in your own way. Before we even get to the components, one of the biggest things that I want you to know about preview presentations, and this really goes for all marketing avenues, but I find for preview presentations, this is especially important to take note of. Whether you're in person in the room with your people that have come, or whether you're on the phone and you can't see those faces and it's just a bridge line, you want to show up and be your authentic self. Remember, marketing is about connection. You want to show up authentically and really connect authentically and lovingly deliver your content to the people that are there that really want to receive it. Don't try and be someone else. Don't use someone else's wording. Don't use, you know, the way somebody else teaches. Be yourself. So important. So the first component of a successful presentation for the presentation itself, right? Because the first really successful component is getting people in the room, right? But for the presentation itself is number one, to start on time. Really, as best as you can, you want to start on time. People get annoyed if you don't start on time. and you're going to feel flustered. So really start on time. And you want to start off with an introduction. So you never want to dive straight into the material. You want to start with a really strong introduction. And in this introduction, you want to do a couple of things. So first of all, you want to just introduce yourself, right? Welcome, I'm Joanna Lindenbaum. I'm founder and master coach at Soulful Coaching for Busy Women. If you have a website, you may want to quickly mention it. From there, in your introduction, you want to take a moment to let everyone know how happy you are to be there and how happy you are that they're there, right? You want to set the tone and the energy for deep connection, for high energy in this presentation. So you want to really take that moment to connect and let people know how happy you are to be there. And you want to give a very, very short overview of why they're there, right? So you might just say, this is the such and such workshop, name the title, name what it is, and really just first in a sentence or two, describe why they're there, briefly. Now from there, like with every other marketing avenue, we're going to move into the soul-centered marketing formula. So this is still even before you get to your actual content. What you want to do at that point is you want to take some time to activate the gap for the people that are in the room. This is so important for so many reasons. Number one, as we've learned, it's just important to help people connect in emotionally. But it's also important because if the people there can connect into their gap, if they can connect into what's not working for them, then they're connected even more deeply into why they're even at this presentation with you and why it's so important to learn what they're learning, right? Because their gap is painful enough or uncomfortable enough that they don't want to be in it anymore. So what you want to do is you want to take a couple of minutes, and whatever your topic is, you want to activate the gap around it. You want to talk about what happens when, you know, I don't know, for example, let's say that you're a yoga instructor and your workshop is, you know, three poses to help with back pain, right? You want to take the time to activate the gap around back pain and to activate the gap around when you're not taking care of your back and how it feels and what can happen in your life. And you want to be using client-centered language, right? You want to be addressing people as you. So you really want to take that time to activate the gap. And from there, you want to take the time to activate vision, right? So what is possible for someone if they have the right tools? And you want to really open up on an emotional level what their vision is. From there, this is still in your introduction. This is still before you get, like, to the meat of your presentation. From there, you want to share your story briefly. You want to share your story of how you came to teach what you're teaching that day. But the way that you want to use your story, your personal story, is to actually help activate gap and activate vision even more, right? Because in your personal story of how you've come to teach what you're teaching that day is you were in that gap place once, right? Whatever your ideal client's gap is, you were there once. But you used these tools that you've developed that now you're teaching to get to your vision, right? So as you tell that story, not only is it like inspirational in general, but it will mirror so much of the gap in the vision and show how you've found the bridge, and it will help activate that for the people in the room. Now, one thing that is really important in your introduction, and this is something I want you to star, circle, underline. This is a really important piece. At some point in your introduction, you want to set people up for the ultimate call to action at the end, right? You don't want the call to action to be weird or strange or jarring, to go from your content into, you know, now sign up with me for this, right? And we're going to talk about how to transition that in a little bit, but you want to even begin right at the beginning, at some point. After you've introduced your topic, this is a version I'm going to model for you right now, some languaging of what you may want to tell the people in your presentation. You may want to say something like, since we have a limited amount of time together today, I'm going to give you everything that I can in the time that we have. But from experience, I can tell you that there's going to be some topics that you're going to want to dive deeper into, and we just won't have the time today. So along the way, I'm going to show you how you can get more on each subject that we cover through a resource that I offer. And then towards the end of our call, I'll share with you how you can receive that resource if you feel inspired and you want more. Now, this is so important, again, because number one, you don't want it to be jarring. That's just weird and like too salesy, right? If you give this whole presentation and then you just like switch at the end straight into your call to action. So you want to set people up. The other reason why this is so important is because what I just modeled for you is actually true. And what's important is that you believe it first so that you can present it. So what I mean by that is an hour-long workshop or a two-hour-long workshop it's a great beginning. No doubt. People can receive so much and so much healing and change or content or tools or whatever it is. But the truth is, if your prospects are really serious about moving from their gap into their vision in order to really serve them, it's about stepping into one of your offerings, right? That hour-long presentation is great, but it's really just scratching the surface. There's so much good that can happen. There's so much more value that can be exchanged when someone steps into a bigger place. So you want to let them know, we have a limited amount of time today. I'm going to give you everything that I can, but there are more ways to move into this and to take this in. You really want to let them know. Great. So once you have really moved through your introduction and activated GAP and activated vision, then you want to go into bridge. Now, your bridge is going to be the biggest part of your presentation because your bridge is essentially the meat of your content, right? So to go back to the example I gave a few minutes ago, the bridge for that yoga instructor is going to literally be those three poses that help with back pain, right? That's the bridge to get from back pain to no back pain, what's going to get you there are these three poses, right? So whatever it is that you're teaching that day, presenting that day, the tools there, that's your bridge. That's going to take up the most amount of time. And I want to give you some pieces of wisdom that I've learned over just doing this so many times over many, many years. The first is you don't want to give everything away. When I first started doing presentations, I gave it all away. Oh, did I give every little last nook and cranny of information. And those workshops went over at least a half hour more than I thought they would. And I gave, and I was doing a ritual at that point. And the women were so full by the end of it and so satisfied by the end of that presentation that they actually didn't need to buy anything from me in that moment. Of course they did, right? Because then we just go back to, like, how much more they would have been served if they would have stepped into a program with me. But they couldn't see it in that moment. In that moment, all they knew is, like, they got everything they needed, and they were good to go. They didn't need anything else. So I'm all about giving away content and giving away a lot of content and giving away good and valuable content. I am. I do that regularly in so many ways. But you want to make sure that you're not giving it all away. You're shortchanging yourself when you do that, and truly you're shortchanging your prospects, because then they don't continue on with you. They don't get the fullness of what you have to offer. I highly recommend that you choose a couple of key points to focus on in your soul-centered presentation. So in terms of structure, you know, and again, it depends on the work that you do, but maybe you want to pick 3 yoga poses, or maybe you want to pick 3 tools that you want to give someone, or 3 different meditations, or, you know, whatever it is, but you, or 5, you know, I wouldn't say much more than that, but you want to sort of have a couple of places to hang things on, to pause, to get into some deeper material. And of course, those 3 tools are going to relate directly back to your brilliance-based system, right? So, for example, in the past, I've done a preview presentation that's all about how to create soul-centered success. And for my bridge in that presentation, maybe the 3 things that I've chosen, or I've spoken maybe 20 minutes about befriending your fear, and maybe I've spoken 20 minutes about, you know, creating your sacred message, and then maybe I've spoken 20 minutes about moving with the flow of time, right? I chose 3 of the tools from my brilliance-based system that help create soul-centered success, which is vision. So you want to pick a couple and focus on those, and again, don't give it all away. Don't give the entire tool away. What you really want to do for each tool is activate the gap and the vision for each tool that you're giving. So again, to use myself as an example, for a preview presentation, right, it's different for your sacred business where you're getting more of the fullness of that tool. But for a preview presentation where I only have 15, 20 minutes to devote to teaching about befriending your fear, what I'm going to do in those 20 minutes is talk about what happens when you don't befriend your fear, right? That's gap. And I'm really going to go deep into what happens when you don't befriend your fear. And then I'm going to go deep into what happens when you do befriend your fear, what's possible for you when you make friends with your fear. And then from there, I might give the first step of the befriend your fear process. Now, doing this is highly valuable for the person in the room receiving the content, because the more that they can even just see the toll that not befriending their fear is taking on them, that's just so valuable right then and there. The more they can just see the impact of it. And then, of course, give tools within that. Give the first few steps of the process. But again, don't give your whole process away. There's no reason for people to then come back to you. The other thing that's really important in your content is to begin to seed. So So what's seeding? Seeding is about beginning to even talk about your offerings before you get to your call to action. This is really important. So you want to be letting people even just know about your offerings before you get to your main call to action at the end. Again, it helps prep them. It's not so jarring to move into it. It also just helps get them excited to hear about your offerings. So an example of seeding would be as follows. Let's say you are giving instruction on this particular yoga pose for back pain. You might mention in the workshop, now, when I work with my private clients who have back pain and we work on this pose, you know, I'm giving you just a beginning piece here, but when I work with my private clients on this, we have 3 months together to really get deeply and safely into this pose. And so for you to learn how to do it over and over on your own at home, and this is what can happen. A great example comes to mind here. My client Frank. When Frank first came to me, his pain was so bad that X, Y, and Z, but as we worked together over time with this particular pose, this is what happened for him, right? So by doing that, you're teaching, you're giving content, but you're also beginning to, like, get people excited, to let them know that there are ways to go deeper with this. There are ways beyond this presentation, beyond this workshop, to go more with it. And that's really exciting. So once you are done with your bridge, with all of your bridge pieces, with your content, then where you want to go next is, of course, your call to action. Now, before we even get into call to action, one tool or tip that I want to give you is it's really awesome to have a testimonial. To have someone live, either in person or on the phone, who is there to really speak to the value that you give, as it has to do with the topic of your presentation. It can make such a difference right before your call to action, after you've given your content, for someone, for example, if it's in person, for someone in the room who's a client to, you know, be able to stand up and for you to ask them to share their experience with you and what they would like for others to know. And, of course, apply all of the tools that I gave you around how to get great testimonials to that. I'm not going to go into that again today, but it's really nice to be able to have a testimonial at a preview presentation. And then from there, that can really launch you into your call to action. So here's what's most important, or the biggest mistake, I guess, that I see with call to action when it comes to presentations, is that you don't give yourself enough time. You leave it for the last 2 minutes at the very end, and then you rush through it. As you create your presentations, I want you to really leave a nice amount of time at the end of your presentation, at the end of your workshop, for making your call to action. Don't be in the energy of selling here. When you're in the energy of selling, you just want to rush through it because it feels icky, because you're selling. No, be in the energy of serving. If you truly want to serve, then you will take the time with your call to action, because it's that important. It's that important that you take the time to really let these engaged people, these people that are just so engaged with you and your material and your work, to know about how they can take it to the next level with you, to know about how they can get more help, to know about how they can go deeper. So give yourself a nice amount of time. Now, in your call to action, you want to start with you know, there's been so much here, right? Like, we've experienced so much. You've just in this short hour, or however long the presentation is, you've already learned so much. And there's more to be learned, right? You just want to be honest about that. There is more to be learned, as I've been sharing with you throughout this hour. And then you want to tell people why it's so important to go deeper. You want to really take the time, right? Why is it important to step into a private yoga program? What's possible? What are the benefits, right? So you want to really talk about the value first and the benefits first. So again, to use that example of the yoga, what is it like? What is the value of having one-on-one attention? What is the value of meeting weekly for your session? What is the value of having someone track you week to week to see where your growth is and to see where you're getting stuck? Right? Whatever it is for you, for your offering, for the work that you do, you want to name why it's so important to move forward and what the benefits are. From there, so that's sort of like the, we can call the benefits like the inner pieces, right? The why it's so valuable from an inner perspective. From there, then you want to tell people the literal value, meaning what the offering entails. So for example, this yoga program is 3 months long. It includes 15, 60-minute sessions in your home. You have access to me via email in between our sessions or whatever it is. But you want to, like, give them the contents, right? Like, almost like the table of contents. But remember, you don't want to go there first. First, you want to talk about the value. Then you want to give the content. From there, then you want to briefly walk your people through your brilliance-based system, through the system that they're going to be receiving, for example, through that 3-month program with you, right? So it's really just each part of your system you're mentioning in a sentence or two, but you want to literally walk them through the concrete. So now that you've told them the benefit and now that you've given them kind of like this is the format that it's coming in, this many calls or this many sessions or this many cupcakes or, you know, whatever it is, then you want to tell them, you want to take them through your BBS and tell them piece by piece how you are going to get them from point A to point B, from their gap to their vision. You want to tell them point by point. Once you've done all that, then you get into your even more direct call to action, where you invite them into whatever you're inviting them into next. It might be into your offering itself, or it might be into an enrollment conversation with you. And the way you want to do that is, if you can, you want to offer a discount for the people in the room. The discount is great, I think, because first and foremost, it allows you to honor the people that have raised their hands and made the effort to be in that room with you or on that bridge line with you. It really gives you an opportunity to honor their participation and their commitment and how they've shown up by giving them this discount. It's also really important because it can create a little bit, it can snap people into action because the discount will have a time frame on it, maybe 48 hours. I don't recommend more than that. But just for the people in the room for 48 hours, this is the discount, right? Or by the time you leave the room today, you know, whatever that is. But it will activate, it will move people into action, the ones that, you know, want to sign up with you. And then from there, you want to give very, very specific instructions on how people can sign up with you. So, for example, if your call to action is into an enrollment conversation, you don't want to just say and, you know, have the enrollment conversation with me. You want to give specific instruction on how they can set up that enrollment conversation. What do they need to do to set that up? And if you're in person with people, like in the room, literally with them, I highly recommend that you actually have a sign-up sheet there with different time slots that people can sign up for your enrollment conversation, for example, and just have them sign up right there and then. That's really the most effective way. So or if they're signing up for a program, you want to tell them exactly what they need to do to receive their discount and sign up for the program. You want to give them very, very specific instructions on that. And then from there, then you can move into closing your presentation. You can open up for any questions, either on the CTA or just anything that came up through the presentation or through the workshop, and then just thank everyone for being there. So those are the major components of a soul-centered presentation. Again, what is really important is that you are working the marketing formula through this marketing avenue, that you're really using all of the tools that you've learned so far to, you know, you're activating them through this presentation. It's what will allow you to magnetize even more business to you. And that is our call for today. It has been an absolute joy to be here with you today and to share this material with you. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you do your homework. I hope that you stay on track. And I can't wait until we connect again. Have a wonderful day.